4. We are moving steadily along in our sesshin, and for some days now you have been doing this one doing, mindfully caring each step, each encounter, mindfully caring. In so doing, you have accumulated samadhi power, whether you are aware of it yourself or not. To make an analogy with mountain climbing, you are now on the descent. You moved along now with great energy. Steadily, steadily, firmly you do this one doing. But it is not you who are doing this one doing. This one doing is. Practice takes care of practice. What a pity it would be for you to waste this energy that you've accumulated, especially now that it's become easier for you to sit. This is no time to take it easy or to slide. You have power under your belt, accumulated from these long days of sitting zazen, doing power. There's a line from the suttas which says, one who practices patience, calm endurance, is a great being of deep strength. Today is the day for patience, patience day. What is being patient? The person who practices patience, great calm, endurance, is doing what is to be done without looking off. And to put it more concretely, it is casting off the selfishness, casting off self-clinging. Another word for a human being, we could even say, would be selfish clod. Clod as in solidity. From the selfish disposition arises distraction, complaints, dissatisfaction. It's never enough. It's never quite right. This has grown with us. It's a basis of our civilization. Our civilization is one in which we seek always to have it easier, to have it more comfortable. We are lost in selfishness, trying always to have it my way, to have it more relaxed, to have it easier. We've even come to think that this is what being human is all about, and we're very arrogant about it, feeling ourselves to be so far above everything that's not human. There are, of course, many people who do realize that we're bringing ruin upon ourselves. What's more, if one's selfish indulgence were only affecting oneself, well, that it's only natural and I could almost be resigned to it. Your selfishness, your narcissism can bring about such dreadfully frightful states upon yourself. Suffering with no release, limitless hell. But the problem is that we drag down everything with us, wrecking everything on this earth. Whatever you do affects all things. Looking at the newspaper, reading the newspaper this morning, the landmines and other weapons, a child picks up a grenade and innocently plays with it, only to have his arms and legs blown away. Now how that child must spend the rest of their life. And millions of these weapons are left lying around. This is what we, supposedly at the pinnacle of clever civilization, are doing. And worse, of course, we've got atomic bombs. And we're competing to make the best ones. What I'm wanting to say here is simply this. The awakened ones, the Buddhas and ancient teachers, have taught. the person who practices great patience is a person of enormous power. But the trend is definitely going in the opposite direction. Not patient and enduring, but self-indulgent and self-serving. And this is not something that other people are doing. You must look to yourself. First, please, reflect upon your own state of mind. Dig out the selfish disposition. Destroy it at the roots. Determine not to indulge the selfish tendency. Selfishness is an ignorant notion of self. You don't know who you are. You believe that the ego self exists, and all your efforts go into bolstering it, protecting and providing for it. You falsely assume that this is what being human is all about. This is life. It is a habit. It is not based in reality. And of course, it is possible for you to wake up from the dream. Great tolerance, great forbearance, perfect detachment to ego self. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking, well, this sounds great, but I just don't believe I can do it? As those who have awakened to reality have asked, is there any basis for selfishness, for self-clinging? Do you want to answer yes? Here's the basis for self-clinging right here, as you point to your 5 or 6 feet of flesh and bones. If you believe this, 1.5 or 2 meters is me, then you must examine your belief. Where is this self that you have made for yourself? Isn't everything received? This being is the fruit of everything which is supporting you, and that is everything. Morning to night, night to morning, each being is simply receiving the total dedication, the total support, the perfect nurturance of all being. Together. Great thanks to everything. How can you help but lower your head in reverence to all things, to worship all being? Worship. Worship is the practice of letting go of self, of giving the self wholly. How can you help but do this? You're always freely receiving, freely, unhindered. In truth, you are unhindered. How can you not welcome everything? Welcome, welcome. I'm pleased to see you. All being is supportive, tolerant. All being is calm endurance, great patience. There is no solidity, nothing fixed. No one who is here a solidity at worship. There is only truth, one truth, constant. Patience, constancy is your reality. All being is one root. Compassion fills the boundless universe. You are operating with the mistaken sense that you may be awarded with something, that you're going to get something. But no, no. Compassion, this one truth from the start, is. You, each one of you, you are already, always, and forever receiving this compassion, receiving everything. No one is separate. No one is apart from truth. Do you wonder how, if there is no self, you can possibly have meaning in life? Who is this fuming anger, this dissatisfaction and irritability? Who is speaking ill of others, calling others names, abusive of even their own parents? Who is it who is not even content with silent criticism, but who at times cannot help but explode in anger and verbal abuse? Who is it who is just so blind to the goodness and compassion that is truth? Who is suffering? You do not want that. You don't want to be short-tempered, critical, dissatisfied, miserable. You long to be what you really are: serene, calm, warm, good. You long to see for yourself that life is full, rich, abundant, that the frustration and dissatisfaction and worries you experienced are unfounded and unnecessary. This is your true self, your life as it really is, the truth, universal and complete, which the Buddhas and the great teachers have awakened to. There was never so much as a hair's breadth of self, fixed and solid. All is non-self. There is no permanent self. So please, please, one who practices calm endurance is a being of power, one of great strength, deep, bottomless power, who cannot help but work for the salvation of all beings. All beings are numberless. I vow to save them. The man or woman who is living this vow is practicing calm endurance, tolerance, patience. Don't worry that there will be nothing for you to do when you're casting off selfishness. This one step, one foot, one step. What do I trample under this foot? Please, please pardon me. Allow me to make this step. With each movement you make, in accord with time, place, and circumstance, with each lifting and lowering of the hand, you can worship. Once you have seen into the whole, you can't help but feel immense gratitude. Your tears, then, will never be tears of loneliness and isolation. The fire, the burning fire that you feel, will not be the flame of anger. Receive deep compassion. It can't be spoken of, it cannot be imagined, but I must try to put some words to it. Anytime, anywhere, every time, everywhere, no matter what you encounter, whatever time, place, circumstance you become, you are touched by deep compassion. Boundless reverence and gratitude naturally arise. Always receive deep compassion. The Buddhas and teachers say that the okesa is the surplice, is the robe of patience. You are practicing patience. You are not wearing the robes of ego self. You wear the robes of calm endurance, and you are a child in the house of Buddha. The precepts that you take are the form, the substance of patience. Sometimes you may feel that it's a hassle to be patient, that you hate to be patient. But please, try not to be careless. For what is it that awaits you when you are careless? What awaits you is more dissatisfaction and anxiety. The preposterous notion that you are a small fixed entity, separate and cut off from everything. Because of our topsy-turvy delusional thinking, we fail to know our true nature. We repay the kindness of the universe with total lack of appreciation. We view truth as something far off in the distance. And that's the way we wind up living. But you've been sitting all these days, you have power. This world is one which demands patience, of course. Thanks to the patience of all the universe, we are alive, we are life. You only imagine that you're creating your life, that you are in the center of life, that you deserve to have it this way or that. You only imagine that you will be satisfied only by having things as you deserve them. You only imagine that you are free if you have things your way. Due to our upside-down delusional thinking, we grasp for ourselves, we grab from each other, we make ourselves feel rotten and we make others feel rotten. We make each other feel bad. There's a big problem now with bullying in our schools. The children follow the adults' example. What kind of example are we setting? Life is not as it appears to be. Life does not have to be like this. If only the adults will set the real example. The person who practices patience is one of great strength. Yes. So, I have made up my mind to do it. I'm not working from the standpoint of an ego self. There is no such thing. All being is interfused, mutually bearing, mutually supporting all being. Compassion fills the boundless universe, boundless compassion. Compassion without end, without limit, always, everywhere. This truth is eternal, imperishable. You must give up the thought that for whatever reason, this truth is not yours to realize. You must give up the thought that I can't. That thought is the small self, ego self-centered. This eternal truth is Buddhahood, the attainment of the Buddha way. It's called paradise. But if you grasp something small, you will be fooled. You're fooling yourself. As long as you are lost in delusion, in topsy-turvy thinking, you will continue to chase after delusions. So stop chasing delusions, pursuing topsy-turvy thinking. Throw it out, and throw it out, and throw it out. This one doing, Chitante. What I thought is, turns out not to be, when that which I could not have thought shows itself to be. When the genuine smiles upon you in total clarity, the hard, brittle self that you had imagined yourself to be is suddenly shown to be what it is, non-existent. Chitante, chitante, obediently, nobly, urgently, throw yourself into your practice. That's this one doing. The teacher has shown you the way. You will be able to awaken to your true self if you practice in this way. Definitely. Determine to practice in this way, and your practice is precisely the practice of calm endurance. Just this one doing, just, with not a shred of doubt, you practice. I vow one with all being, from this life on throughout countless lives, to hear the true Dharma. And upon hearing it, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. How blessed I am that I can now believe the teacher. How blessed that I can receive and accept true Dharma. How blessed that I can practice patience and perseverance and calmly endure all that which is here to support me. How good, how blessed I am. This is certainly not anxiety and dissatisfaction, is it? Complaints melt away. You will see that each step of hardship and travail actually gives birth to joy. So, do this one doing, Chittante. This one doing reveals all the universe. The true self is laid bare, revealed brightly in this one doing. There is nothing to grasp. There is no one to grasp. There is no such trifling, pitiful, stingy thing. Today is the day of patience, the day for casting off ego self-doing, the day to cast off ego self. Do this one doing. Continue. The person who practices calm endurance is a person of great power. Please, I pray that you lay down the small idea. I pray that you become a big person. I hope that you will become a person for whom, no matter what happens, no matter what comes up, all is well, and you know it. So, all there is to do is just this one doing, only doing this truth. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.